AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The latest numbers from the government show a drop in coronavirus cases. The leader of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says schools can safely reopen even if teachers don't get a coronavirus shot.
The CDC's vaccination plans prioritize teachers as essential workers, but many have not gotten the shots yet. Some teachers' unions are refusing to allow in-person instruction to resume until they do. But CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says that's not necessary.
Vaccination of teachers is not a prerequisite for safe reopening of schools.
Saying data shows social distancing and mask wearing can significantly reduce virus spread in schools. President Biden is pushing for nearly all K-8 schools to reopen in his first 100 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Researchers at Oxford University say AstraZeneca's vaccine does more than protect people from becoming sick. It also appears to reduce transmission of the virus. Today at the Capitol.
We gather today united in grief, gratitude, and solemn appreciation for the service and sacrifice of Officer Brian Sitnick.
Officer Sitnick lay in honor in the building he died defending last month during the riot at the Capitol. With that Capitol riot in mind, the government of Canada declared the Proud Boys group a terrorist entity. 22-year-old Joe DeMeo from New Jersey is relearning how to smile, blink, pinch, and squeeze. 6 months ago, he received a rare face and hands transplant. He was badly burned in a car crash.
They had to amputate the tips of my fingers. And my face was burned. And I had like little slits in my eyes. So it was like looking through like a chain fence.
The city of San Francisco took a dramatic step today in its efforts to get children back into public school classrooms, suing its own school district to try to force open the doors. This is AP News. A film about a film writer and a TV show about British royalty lead the nominees for Golden Globe Awards. Here's the AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Watch those stairs. They're treacherous.
Every moment of my life is treacherous.
The Netflix movie Mank leads the film nominees for the Golden Globes with 6, including Best Drama Film. The Crown leads the TV categories, also with 6. Other multiple nominees include The Trial of the Chicago 7, Ozark, and Nomadland. The Golden Globes will be delayed 2 months because of the pandemic, but they will still be the first major Hollywood award show. They will be staged February 28th with Tina Fey hosting from New York and Amy Poehler in Los Angeles. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
Tensions between Canada and China have not eased over Canadian T-shirts bearing an altered logo of the hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan. China is not buying Canada's explanation that the shirts were not an insult linked to the coronavirus. Wu-Tang is replaced by Wuhan on the shirt. Ed Donahue, AP News.